his indictment spans a spectrum of crimes, so to say, from the genocide in Srebrenica to the siege of Sarajevo. He was the commander of the Bosnian Serb army, which was involved in some of the worst war crimes committed in Europe since the Second World War. And his trial will, to a large degree, in terms of the crime base, the crimes that were committed that he is charged with, resemble that of Radovan Karadžić. So they will be looking to the direct links between the acts of the army under his command and his conduct, orders that he's given out, or his failure to investigate or punish those who were involved in war crimes that he was aware of or should have been aware of as the commander of the army.
Who was protecting him, do you think?
I hope that we will get to hear the details of that. You are probably aware that there have been court cases in Serbia against those who were alleged to have shielded him, provided him shelter. But we need to also be reminded of the fact that quite openly Mladic was living in Belgrade up until the arrest of Slobodan Milošević, that there were various allegations both from the ICTY, the tribunal in The Hague, and the media in the region that he was protected throughout the years by the Serbian military, by the state institutions. And a telling fact is that this morning, men from the community where he lived and where he was arrested said, well, we never noticed anything strange, but an increased presence of the police in the last months and years.
The Serbian government was under pressure to arrest Mladic, not just by the International Tribunal, but by the European Union, essentially. Arresting Mladic was one of the conditions for Serbia joining the European Union.
Yes, that is the element of European Union so-called conditionality policy in relation to the countries of the former Yugoslavia, where their accession to the EU is conditioned upon cooperation with the tribunal in The Hague. This cooperation has been interpreted differently over the years by various different governments and politicians in the former Yugoslavia, but one thing was always clear, and that was that certain governments in the EU, primarily the Netherlands and others, have always insisted that there will be no accession to the EU without all the fugitives being arrested. Now, this is a very interesting point because let's not forget that there is one more fugitive, Goran Hadžić, who has not been arrested. We will see whether the EU will be ready to sort of close its eyes to this fact and see the arrest of Ratko Mladic as sufficient for Serbia to be given the status of a candidate for accession to the EU or not.